Manu Patra alerts dated the 9th of October 2018. Supreme Court has declined request for early hearing of the review petitions filed against the Sabarimala judgment which allowed entry of women of all age groups to the temple. Supreme Court has said it is unfortunate and tragic that center is not prepared to make any payment at all to resolve the crisis arising out of the strike by sanitation workers of the East Corporation over salaries and regularization of contractual staff. Supreme Court has reiterated that in order to obtain a decree for specific performance, the plaintiff has to prove and establish his readiness and willingness to perform his part of the contract throughout. Supreme Court has expressed concern at the assault of 30 minor schoolgirls, allegedly when they resisted sexual harassment attempt at Supaul in Bihar. Supreme Court, while dismissing an appeal against Gujarat High Court order, has observed that recitals in the order sheet with regard to what transpired before the High Court are sacrosanct and litigant can't take contradictory stance in same case. Delhi High Court has asked center that what is the protection available to customers having deposits of over 1 lakh rupees if a bank fails, and said that it is a matter of public importance. Delhi High Court has said it will examine whether the AAP government's pilot project at the GTB hospital to give preferential treatment to city residents was violating the rights to equality and life enjoyed by others under the constitution. Delhi High Court has termed the Indian Army's practice of having only women in its nursing service as gender discrimination and gave center 2 months' time to take a decision on the issue. Bombay High Court has quashed an FIR in trial against a 25-year-old woman who was charged with depositing 5 counterfeit currency notes in her bank after demonetization was announced in November 2016. Madras High Court has ordered an interim stay on the cancellation order passed by SIPCOT against land allotment to Vedant Group's copper smelter unit, Sterlite, in Thoothukudi. Madras High Court has allowed a petition filed by a Madurai-based law graduate who studied in Tamil seeking direction to a college to issue persons studied in Tamil medium, PSTM, certificate. Madras High Court has directed the Secretary and Commissioner, Land Administration Department, to conduct an inquiry into the lapses on the part of the revenue officials in protecting government lands, water bodies and resources. National Green Tribunal has directed a committee, formed to monitor the cleaning of the Yamuna, to look into alleged illegal constructions on the floodplains of the river. Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, has further extended due date for filing income tax returns and audit reports to the 31st of October.